Pablo Picasso said there are only two kinds of women, goddesses and doormats. Lissa Ballinger, an art advisor and curator for the Aspen Institute, strongly disagrees. But in her talk, Muse and Maker, she'll explore why, in the past, the options available to women in the art world were limited.
Muse, lover, assistant, model, wife, daughter.
Ballinger points out that some of the most recognized female artists, like Georgia O'Keeffe and Frida Kahlo, initially gained fame because they were the partners of well-known male artists. One way to repair the damages of the past, she argues, is to call attention to women currently working in the art field.
We can keep trying to unearth other female artists and also recognize that women are coming from a disadvantaged state and hopefully more representation in the future.
She says the ultimate goal of recognizing female artists is simply equal treatment in the art world.
When you're marginalized, you don't want to be recognized for being marginalized. You want to be recognized for being as strong of an artist as, not for being a woman.
The talk begins at 5:30 this evening at the Art Base. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.